Welcome to your midweek edition of CNN 10. I'm your host, Carl Azus. We're traveling all over Asia today, and our first story concerns a food shortage in North Korea. The country's population is just over 25 million people, and about 40% of them, we're talking about 10 million people, could be going hungry in the months ahead if they're not already. The United Nations says North Korea has just had its worst harvest in 10 years. There are a number of reasons why. The UN blames drought, flooding, and heat waves, a combination of the three. And the government of the United States blames North Korea's leadership as well, saying that if the communist country stopped spending so much on its nuclear and missile programs, its people wouldn't be as starved and neglected as they are. Is the current food shortage the beginning of a famine? The UN isn't calling it at this point. North Korea did suffer a widespread famine in the mid-1990s, and it was a time when anywhere from several hundred thousand to several million people died. This year, experts say there are a number of troubling signs concerning food in North Korea, but there are aid agencies and countries willing to help.